And at this time of the morning, we put our spotlight on a small business. Now, I asked the team this morning if I could ask anybody out there who has a small business with a difference. And we're not looking for a small business, you know, I'm not going to say a small business that doesn't have, but a lovely small business that you've got, that you've put together, that you are doing from home, or that you're working within the small business, and you'd like us to highlight that small business. You could send us a WhatsApp to 0725671567. So we put the focus now on small business, and today we're zooming in and highlighting all the things creativity and artsy out in the Claremont area. We all seek a sort of a healed world post-COVID-19, the pandemic, and in the presence of art, we may experience inspiration, some wonder, and even hope within that inspiration. It can spark our imagination, creativity, and our thinking, and art can also harness the healing power within each of us and help us sort of into a community with one another. So when in front of an artwork, we are connected with that artist and to the others who've experienced it. And this morning, you know, we asked the question, so how do we look back and how do we source back to art? And the owner of Art Boutique in Claremont, Brenda Solomons, joins us on the line this morning. Brenda, a very good morning to you and welcome to Cape Talk.
Good morning, Zane. Thank you so much for having me on the radio.
Tell us about this beautiful art boutique of yours.
This beautiful shop is the Art Boutique out in Claremont in Harbour Road. And we are the only art supply store between Claremont, actually Claremont Arabella area, and Royal.
And how long have you been in that area? I think I know the Harbour Road quite well when you're coming into Claremont, but it's more not to the Arabella side, it's more towards the Dorp side, isn't it?
No, more to the harbour.
More to the harbour side again.
More closer to the water, closer to the seas.
For more inspiration, closer to the sea, hey?
Yeah.
Tell me, Brenda, how long have you been around, and what inspired you to open, first of all, you know, an art space in this particular manner?
You know, my husband is in the tourism business, Mervyn, and he saw the opportunity last year that he actually saw that the shop was on sale, and we decided to, why not get into art, because I'm a fashion designer. And why not gel fashion and art? And that is how we decided that we're going to buy the shop and move and run it from Claremont. And now my fashion, my garments are also in the store.
And, you know, the last 2 years have been very difficult with COVID-19 and the lockdown and the impact on most businesses. But how did it impact your business, and how did you put the fashion gallery together with the art gallery? How did you cope with those two?
You know, Zane, you know, everybody had to lock in on masks, making masks. So what I decided was last year, I decided to do bespoke masks with my logo, the dragonfly. I decided to make those type of masks for schools, for companies, for even, and for just about everybody who was interested in buying from me, because mask was the in thing. And because I do, you know, I make wedding dresses, matric ball gowns, and that was basically not going. There was nothing happening last year. Most of the schools cancelled their matric balls, and a lot of weddings were postponed. So I was forced to actually go into also joining the mask-making team.
Chatting this morning to Brenda Solomons out in the Claremont area, lovely part of the world there, and she's the owner of Art Boutique out in Claremont, and she is also the fashion designer behind Forever Grey Fashion Gallery. Putting the two together, you've started something quite interesting, and we all, I think during the period of COVID, Brenda, one of the highlights that came out for me personally is how to maintain your mental health and how to actually, you know, stay in a very good mental space when everything around you is negative and crumbling. So could you tell us more about this hashtag, Health or Heal the World Post COVID-19, and your Open Canvas project?
Zane, would it be fine if I give over to my husband, because we are family running business. We run the business as a family. So I will give, he came up with that initiative, and I would like him to explain better.
That will be fantastic. Mervyn will be chatting to us, if I remember correctly. She said her husband's name is Mervyn, is in the tourism industry. And of course, when things don't happen and the tourists don't come to Cape Town, Mervyn started this particular project, Heal the World Post COVID-19, and an Open Canvas project. Morning to you, Mervyn.
Good morning, Zane. Thank you for the opportunity, and good morning to all the listeners, and morning to all our faithful clients and artists who are tuning in Claremont. Everybody is clapping.
Tell us about this Open Canvas project, because when Amy described it to me, it sounded like such a fantastic idea.
Zane, I've noticed that everybody that comes into the store, everybody has a story to tell, how COVID has impacted their lives, their family life, and, you know, relatives and associates, and basically everything, you know, everything that we do, everything that we, that who we are, COVID has impacted us in one or other way. And I started, in my mind, getting these pictures of people and how they've been coping with it, with the pandemic. And I thought to myself, and I started asking people questions, as an artist, would you like to express this in a graphic and in a picture format as what you feel, what COVID made you feel, and what COVID has put you through, Zane. That was the catalyst of this all, you know. And the beauty of it is, you know, in your introduction when you said art as a form of therapy, when people started putting their feelings and their experiences onto the open canvas. I wish you can see this thing, and you will see it. We will send you some pictures. It's amazing how this whole canvas is just telling a story from really that came from within each and every person that has contributed. Mm. With. And these are some of these people are not even known artists. They are just being art hobby.
I think that's what I wanted to ask you. You know, these were not people who were experienced artists. These were just people who came to the art boutique and said, give me a canvas, give me something to paint on. I have something in my head, in my mind, in my emotion, and I want to bring this out onto a canvas.
Absolutely, Glenn. You got it spot on. And, and through this this open canvas project, Glenn, there's so much that we want to tell other people, you know, who hasn't had the opportunity to express their feelings or to express themselves in this manner. And to bring this all together, we will have a very auspicious occasion at the Art Boutique. We will invite two NGOs that are working with children in the area, because, you know, then we had two canvases, one for adults and one for the children. The children's canvas is better than the adult canvas. Sorry, you said that.
Children have a better imagination, Mervyn.
I'm telling you, they put down what they really see, what they've seen, and what they feel, seriously.
Chatting this morning to Mervyn Solomons, who's the husband of Brenda Solomons, and they're the owners of the Art Boutique out in Claremont. Now, Mervyn, your space is an exclusive art store with a difference. So tell us about the events that you're hosting and the pop-ups that you arrange from time to time in Claremont.
Wonderful. Yes, Zane, some of our events were adversely, affected by COVID, because we didn't want the shop to become or our studio to become a contact center. You know what I'm saying? Like an outbreak center, so to put it that way. So we had to really stop some of the events. But what we're going to do now in the new year, we're sitting like glued to our TV screens in the news to check out this fourth wave is going to pan out. But what's been happening in the Art Boutique over the years is they've been running art workshops, art classes, and also outreach programs to the not-so-fortunate, the children in the area, where the kids would be collected from the primary school. We now just fostered a nice relationship with the two primary schools in the area, where we will bring these kids to our site, to our shop, at least once a week, And we will also go to the school, because it's not always possible for them to get there. We will go to the school where we will, the workshops will be conducted by previously retired teachers who's working with us on a voluntary basis to reach out to these children.
Mm. Lift up your children in a community and you lift up that community. It's as easy as that, Mervyn. Where can people follow you and where do they buy their art supplies if they are in the Claremont, Betty's Bay, Hunt Club area? Because, I mean, there's just so much in that area and such beautiful sights in that area. You can take a canvas, sit at the beach and just go and draw. Just paint. Do anything.
You have it spot on there, because that's where Brenda alluded to the fact that we are marrying the art of art, the art of fashion, and also the art of tours to the whole service delivery package. So as part of my tourism introduction to this, I take people out in the open into the Kochelberg Nature Reserve, into wine estates, and they do their art right there in the open, and then after that they go for a glass of wine, not me because I'm driving, they go for a glass of wine. but it's just amazing. The Overberg, Kochelberg and the Overstrand area is the most picturesque area in this whole of South Africa, put it that way.
That's Mervyn and Brenda Solomons chatting to us this morning and chatting to us. They're the owners of Art Boutique in the Claremont area. So if you are in Claremont, going past Claremont, they are in the Harbour Precinct, Shop 31D at the Art Precinct on the Harbour Road in Claremont.